From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Are you a struggling songwriter? Do you have a screenplay? Looking for some legal advice? Well, a rock and roll station might not seem like the first place you'd call, but then not every station carries Joe Escalante. Nate DeMeo spent some time with this radio personality who's part rocker, part DJ, part legal expert. Where else but Los Angeles?
Every Friday, Joe Escalante hosts the morning show on LA's Indy 103.1 from 6 to 9. It's a pretty typical rock and roll morning show. He plays some new Radiohead, plays some old New Order, jokes around with the traffic guy and celebrity guests. But at 9 o'clock, Joe Escalante, drive time DJ, becomes Joe Escalante Esquire.
It's the Barely Legal Radio Program. Joe Escalante here.
Over the course of an hour, Escalante helps callers find their way through the place where Hollywood dreams and legal realities meet.
Josh, in L.A., you're on the air with Barely Legal.
Hey, I had a question about retaining your rights to music if you're incorporating yourself.
His listeners are trying to make it in the business. Hector from West L.A. has a screenplay idea he doesn't want anyone to steal. Michelle in Burbank wants to know if the guy giving her his card saying he's a model and casting agent is legit. Kenley in Long Beach wants to license some music for a documentary he's making.
You need one license from the person who owns the recording. You need another license from the person who wrote the song. And it sounds like you haven't done this before. So you're welcome to hell.
Joe Escalante has all sorts of experience with entertainment business hell. In the early 80s, he joined a band called The Vandals, who helped make suburban Orange County a capital of the punk rock underground. It was dirty, and it was dangerous, and there wasn't any money in it, and it was awesome.
You were never going to make money off of rock and roll. You already agreed to that. That was already the bargain. And in return, you were going to have a lot more fun. There was going to be no record label man come in and sign you, and you were fine with it.
Eventually, though, the no money thing stopped working for Escalante, and he put punk rock in the back burner and went to law school. He became in-house counsel for CBS Television. He jumped back into music in earnest when bands like Green Day and The Offspring started making money in punk rock. He dabbled in movies. He started a record company. And one day he was meeting with the head of a radio station talking up the bands and the label.
And the meetings were going really well. He was laughing so hard at stuff I was saying, I blurted out my idea.
For a radio show, inspired by another L.A. radio staple. On Loveline, listeners call in with intimate questions about sex. A doctor responds to listeners respectfully. And then a sarcastic sidekick makes them probably wish they'd never called. So how about giving out some sound legal advice and then tearing the more delusional callers apart? Escalante thought it would be useful and hilarious.
The idea for the show was kind of based on people and their pathetic dreams. I didn't like people who thought they were owed a living in the entertainment industry and just be or the whole sign-up sheet mentality. Like, oh, I'm going to pick guitar player instead of ditch digger. That, of course you're going to, but that's not how the world works. So I had something against these people.
And he was all ready to start cracking jokes at their expense. That was the plan, right up until the first show.
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
He says he realized quickly that the cocky guitar player in the line might be a jerk, but there are probably listeners out there with similar questions who aren't. So he plays it pretty straight.
My question was two things. I'm doing comedy work and we're trying to film it.
In listening to the show, you hear a trained legal professional with advice for people with Hollywood dreams big and small, realistic and wildly unrealistic, who are trying to make it, trying to negotiate a legal minefield where new technology and business models are changing the rules of the game all the time. And Escalante gives those dreams the respect they're due.
So just go for it all the way. Don't let any of this legal stuff slow you down creatively. All right?
You're the man. Thanks, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sam.
And when a caller's dream seems ridiculously out of reach, he takes comfort in the fact that on the radio, no one can hear his eyes roll. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo.